Chapter 48.
For Moab, this is what Jehovah of armies, the God of Israel, has said. Woe to Nebo, for she has been despoiled. Kiriathaim has been put to shame, has been captured. The secure height has been put to shame and been put in terror. No more is there any praise of Moab. In Heshbon they have thought out against her a calamity. Come, men, and let us cut her off from being a nation. You too, O madmen, should keep silent. After you there walks a sword. There is the sound of an outcry from Horonaim, a despoiling and great breaking down. Moab has been broken down. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard. For on the way up to Luhith, it is with weeping that one goes up. There is a weeping. For on the way down from Horonaim, there is a distressing outcry over the breakdown that people have heard. Take to flight, provide escape for your souls, and you should become like a juniper tree in the wilderness. Because your trust is in your works and in your treasures, you yourself will also be captured, and Chemosh will certainly go forth into exile, his priests and his princes at the same time. And the despoiler will come in on every city, and there will be no city that can make its escape. And the low plain will certainly perish, and the level land be annihilated, a thing that Jehovah has said. Give a road mark to Moab, you people, for at the falling in ruins she will go forth, and her very cities will become a mere object of astonishment, with no one dwelling in them. Cursed be the one that is carrying out the mission of Jehovah neglectfully, and cursed be the one that is holding back his sword from blood. The Moabites have been at ease since their youth, and they are keeping undisturbed on their dregs, and they have not been emptied from one vessel into another vessel, and into exile they have not gone. That is why their taste has stood still within them, and their very scent has not been changed. Therefore look, there are days coming, is the utterance of Jehovah, and I will send to them vessel tilters, and they will certainly tilt them, and their vessels they will empty out, and their large jars they will dash to pieces. And the Moabites will have to be ashamed of Chemosh, just as those of the house of Israel have become ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. How dare you people say, we are mighty men, and men of vital energy for the war. Moab has been despoiled, and one has gone up against her own cities, and their choicest young men themselves have gone down to the slaughtering, is the utterance of the king whose name is Jehovah of armies. The disaster on the Moabites is near to come, and their very calamity is actually hurrying up very much. All those round about them will have to sympathize with them, even all those knowing their name. Say, you people, oh, how the rod of strength has been broken, the staff of beauty. Get down from glory and sit down in thirst, O inhabitress of the daughter of Dibon, for the despoiler of Moab has come up against you. He will actually bring your fortified places to ruin. Stand still and look out for the way itself, O inhabitress of Aroa. Ask him that is fleeing and her that is making her escape. Say, what has been brought about? Moab has been put to shame, for she has been struck with terror. Howl and cry out. Tell in Arnon, O men, that Moab has been despoiled, and judgment itself has come to the land of level country, to Holon and to Jahaz, and against Mephaeth, and against Dibon, and against Nebo, and against Beth-Diblathaim, and against Kiriathaim, and against Beth-Gamal, and against Beth-Meon, and against Kirioth, and against Bozrah, and against all the cities of the land of Moab, those far away, and those near. The horn of Moab has been cut down, and his own arm has been broken, is the utterance of Jehovah. Make him drunk, O men, for he has put on great airs against Jehovah himself, and Moab has slapped around in his vomit, and he has become an object of ridicule, even he himself. And did not Israel become a mere object of ridicule to you? Or was he found among outright thieves? For you would shake yourself just as often as you spoke against him. Leave the cities, and reside on the crag, you inhabitants of Moab, and become like the dove that makes its nest in the regions of the mouth of the hollow. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very haughty, of his highness, and of his pride, and of his haughtiness, and of the loftiness of his heart. I myself have known his fury, is the utterance of Jehovah, and that is not the way it will be. His empty talk, they will not actually do in just that way. That is why it is over Moab that I shall howl, and for Moab in his entirety I shall cry out. For the men of Kir Hires one shall moan. With more than the weeping for Jazer I shall weep for you, O vine of Sibmah. Your own flourishing shoots have crossed over the sea. To the sea, to Jazer, they have reached. Upon your summer fruitage and upon your grape-gathering the despoiler himself has fallen. And rejoicing and joyfulness have been taken away from the orchard and from the land of Moab. And from the wine presses I have caused the wine itself to cease. No one will be doing the treading with shouting. The shouting will be no shouting. From the cry in Heshbon, clear to Eleale, clear to Jahaz, they have given forth their voice. From Zoar, clear to Horonaim, to Eglath-Shelishiah, for even the waters of Nimrim themselves will become mere desolations. And I will cause to cease from Moab, is the utterance of Jehovah, the one bringing up an offering upon the high place, and the one making sacrificial smoke to his God. That is why my own heart will be boisterous for Moab himself, just like flutes, and for the men of Kir Hires, my very heart will be boisterous, just like flutes. That is why the very abundance that he has produced will certainly perish. For upon every head there is baldness, and every beard is clipped, upon all hands there are cuts, and upon the hips there is sackcloth. On all the roofs of Moab and in her public squares, all of it, there is wailing. For I have broken Moab just like a vessel in which there is no delight, is the utterance of Jehovah. Oh, how she has become terrified! Howl, you people! Oh, how Moab has turned the back! He has become ashamed! And Moab has become an object of ridicule and something terrifying to all those round about him. For this is what Jehovah has said. Look, just like an eagle that pounces, someone must also spread his wings over Moab. The towns will actually be captured, and her own strong places will certainly be seized, and the heart of the mighty men of Moab must become in that day like the heart of a wife having childbirth distress. And Moab will certainly be annihilated from being a people, for it is against Jehovah that he has put on great airs. Dread and the hollow and the trap are upon you, O inhabitant of Moab, is the utterance of Jehovah. Anyone fleeing because of the dread will fall into the hollow, and anyone coming up out of the hollow will be caught in the trap. For I shall bring upon her, upon Moab, the year of their being given attention, is the utterance of Jehovah. In the shadow of Heshbon those fleeing have stood still without power. For a very fire will certainly go forth out of Heshbon, and a flame from the midst of Sihon, and it will devour the temples of Moab, and the crown of the head of the sons of uproar. Woe to you, O Moab! The people of Chemosh have perished. For your sons have been taken as captives, and your daughters as captives. And I will gather the captive ones of Moab in the final part of the days, is the utterance of Jehovah. Down to this point is the judgment upon Moab.